This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A Wisconsin research effort aims to fight a disease in Africa not with antibiotics or high-tech surgical devices, but with flip-flops. Tony Goldberg is in the studio. He's a professor of epidemiology at UW-Madison, and he's the associate director for research at UW-Madison's Global Health Institute. Tony, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Before we get to the flip-flops, do you see a trend toward trying to find inexpensive kind of lifestyle solutions to health problems around the world?
Absolutely. I think it may be a coming wave. You know, we've had a lot of technological development in health and medicine over the last century. And now in a lot of places, our biggest impediment is trying to get the technology that already exists to be adopted well by the communities that need it. So that's a huge challenge every bit as large as developing the technologies in the first place.
Well, tell us about the disease you're trying to fight and the people who suffer from it.
So the disease we're targeting is in general called soil-transmitted helminths. And most people will be aware of hookworm as a great example of that. There's a number of helminths or worms that have stages that live in the soil and can get into your body either through burrowing through your feet or if you accidentally ingest soil. This is a worldwide disease, most common in the tropics. We do have it here in the U.S., and it's been historically and recently a big problem all across the world.
And you're working in Uganda in particular, is that right?
That's correct. My team's working in Uganda, and I've been working there for over 20 years running a long-term research project, so we're familiar with the communities in that area. Although this the idea we're testing and the disease we're looking at are not only in that area of the world.
So the holoflip or hollow flip, how do you say it?
We've come up with the name holoflop.
Flop, okay. So tell us about it. What is it and why are you hopeful that it might make a difference?
Well, the way to prevent soil-transmitted helminths is pretty simple. You simply block them from getting into your feet. And a tried-and-true technology for doing that is the simple flip-flop-style sandal. That's been known for a long time. So the solution is there. The problem is how do you get people to wear these flip-flops in the right place at the right time and to understand why they should do it? So our innovation is to actually put a message telling people how they should wear flip-flops and why they should wear flip-flops on the flip-flop itself. And the way we're going to do that is by creating a very interesting image that depicts the benefits of wearing those flip-flops that we stick on the shoes.
So, and the people in the area you're working in, flip-flops are a common footwear. This is not a new invention for them, but they don't necessarily wear them when they need them, right?
That's right. Flip-flops and similar shoes are really common all throughout sub-Saharan Africa, but they're also not accessible financially for a lot of people. So one problem is that people may have a perfectly good pair of shoes, but they're not willing to wear them in the places that are kind of dirty where they might be infected. They save them for special occasions, maybe like church or other places like that.
Right. So I can only afford one pair of these things. I don't want to wear them where they're going to get messed up. And the place they're going to get messed up is the most likely place to catch this disease.
That's exactly right. So our solution to that is we're going to try to create an educational technology that's going to at least give people the information to understand the situations under which flip-flop wearing would be most beneficial.
So an obvious question would be, why not just a printed label, a text label on this?
Well, a couple of reasons. These have to be on shoes so that we have to pack a lot of information into a very small space. And it just turns out there are some image technologies available these days that have gotten to the point where you can create almost a proto-animation effect on a printed image. We call our shoe the holoflop. It's not actually a hologram. The thing we're creating is called a lenticular image. And you may remember these from greeting cards or advertisements where it's an image where you look at it one way, it looks like one thing, then you turn it a little bit at an angle and it flips to something else. These have come a long way. They're printed on a special type of paper with lenses in a line that are on different planes. So that creates the flip or animation effect. We're going to see if we can pack a whole lot of information to depict the benefits of wearing these shoes in one of these images that can be put on the shoe itself.
So you've got an idea like this. You've got the product, the holoflop. How do you put it into practice and make sure it works?
Well, that's the focus of our project. We're funded by the Gates Foundation. who's all about new technologies or getting technologies accepted across the world. And our plan is to actually trial test this in Uganda. So we're developing the shoe itself. We're developing the image. We're working with some graphic designers. We're working with some shoe companies. And our idea is to distribute this new technology and to do two things. To, first of all, to measure scientifically whether or not it changes people's risk of acquiring these soil-transmitted helminths, as we predict it should. But on top of that, I'm working with my postdoctoral researcher, Sarah Page, who's an expert in public health and medical geography. And she's going to be leading a component of the study that's going to look at why people do or do not accept this technology and how well they understand the image. So our idea here is that it's not enough to simply create a new technology. Really, if you're going to create it and deploy it, you want to understand why it works as well as if it works.
That's one of the most fascinating things to me about medicine and public health. Even though you have a solution, whether it's flip-flops or it's a medication or a procedure or a test, you have to be anthropologists, cultural anthropologists, too, to make sure that it somehow fits into the local culture and the local lifestyle.
Well, I think that's a very astute observation, and I'm proud to say that my PhD is actually in anthropology, of all
really?
Things. It is, yeah. So I think this particular case of the hollow flop is a special case of a general phenomenon, which is the acceptance or non-acceptance of new medical technologies. And we see this all over the place. We see it in the United States with, for example, vaccines. You know, there are vaccines out there that are very effective for preventing certain infectious diseases, and yet there are people who elect not to use them, even though the risks of adverse effects to the vaccines are far smaller than the risks of getting the disease that the vaccines are designed to prevent. Why is that? That's not really a question for people working in labs on developing new vaccines. It's more of a question for anthropologists, sociologists, political scientists. And I think if we can understand that, that's every bit as important as understanding the technological barriers to healthcare.
Have we had a lot of flops? Sorry, not the flip-flop kind, but in the sense of failure when it comes to medical technologies. We've got this great idea, and maybe we even ship it to Area X, whatever that might be, but nobody did that work, that groundwork first to make sure how it fits in?
There's a long list of examples of that, failed medical technology deployment. One that comes to mind off the top of my head are bed nets for malaria. Now, sleeping under a net is a great way to prevent a mosquito from biting you in the middle of the night and transmitting malaria. And a lot of people have had the idea, well, let's just get a whole bunch of bed nets mm-hmm. and throw them out there in some community that's having a malaria problem. And that sounds like a great idea, but what happens in some cases is that people will use the bed nets for other things. For example, for fishing as a fishing net, or for, you know, they might sell it because, of course, and they have to weigh the economic benefits of selling the net versus preventing a disease that they may not be able to prevent anyway. Often, from a public health perspective, the best use of things like bed nets would be to protect mothers and their infants. And yet, in some places in the world, you know, other people in the household sort of have priority and might use the net. So,
like maybe the person who is the breadwinner for the household.
That's exactly right.
And you've got to keep them healthy or nobody eats or something like
that's
that.
That's exactly right. So a lot of these great technologies that sound terrific on paper don't pan out exactly as you would predict. It kind of spirals, and you see this time and time again. So I think by coupling these deployments of these new technologies with these kind of piggyback studies of social acceptance, that really increases your bang for the buck.
And you've got this support from the Gates Foundation. Is this reflective of an understanding of what you're talking about here, of the need to match the technology to the culture?
I hope so. We were funded through the Gates Foundation by their Grand Challenges Explorations Program, which is all about the development and deployment of novel medical technologies. I hope that our award and some others that have also been awarded do indicate an appreciation of this need to study social acceptance along with the technologies themselves.
And you're down in the dirt, literally, on this project, but are you preaching the gospel here to other people in the public health community that we need to make these connections?
I think for some people I am preaching the gospel, mm-hmm. and that's not always a bad thing to do, but mm-hmm. I think there are other sectors of the healthcare community that need this idea reinforced. You know, there's a lot of money being spent on developments of new technologies, new drugs, new vaccines, new information technologies. And it's not always clear that people are giving the same amount of attention to the impediments to deploying those technologies.
In our last 30 seconds or so, as you move forward, what does success look like with this flip-flop program?
I think success would be twofold. It would be a demonstration that the technology works to reduce helminth infection, but also I think it would be a recognition that it works the way we think it's going to work, that the image we design will convey to people the benefits of wearing these shoes under the right circumstances, and it will be a socially accepted thing that may grow to have a life of its own.
Tony, thanks a lot for joining us on the show.
You're very welcome.
That's Tony Goldberg. He's professor of epidemiology at UW-Madison, also associate director for research at UW-Madison's Global Health Institute.